Hi and welcome to Numetrica YouTube videos. Today I'm going to talk about SIBA loan, and the reason I'm going to talk about it today is that basically SIBA loan was supposed to be due on at the end of December this year. Government extended that to January 18, and then so for that you know business owners that borrow this money and cannot pay it back can maybe go and negotiate with their bank and then secure the loan, so they can basically, the $60,000 that was given, if you could basically pay back $40,000, you could keep the $20,000. If you cannot do that, then you have to pay the whole thing. So the reason I'm doing this video is that it's due soon. So any people, businesses normally, you know, react before, well, some, not all, react to this, before. So again, we have a couple of months, or less than a couple of months in order to come up and, organize this loan. The loan, as a background, was given to Canadians when COVID hit. Government came in and they introduced $20,000 loan, and then they bought with $10,000 forgivable, and then they brought additional $40,000 in total, $20,000 to be forgiven if the loan was paid. This 800,000 application was approved for the SIBA loan. $35 billion was given to Canadians as of January 2021, according to Expert Development Canada, EDC. Nearly 900 businesses were approved for the program. The other ones didn't get approved. $49 billion in total was given. The issues that I have is that, so small businesses got this loan so that they could stay at work. Otherwise, they could have just closed shop and stayed home and collected CERB. They didn't do that. And the CERB, it was close to $20,000 and without any repayment. So you stayed home, you got $20,000, nothing else. For small businesses, they, ignored that. So they didn't accept that. They took the risk. They went to work. I'm 100% sure some of them may even got sick because they went to work. They may have caught the COVID virus. I know personally some of my friends who stayed open, they actually ended up going bankrupt because nobody was basically out there supporting them, so which was unfortunate. They lost businesses that they had invested, hundreds of thousands of dollars in there. So to me, principally, it is not fair that we could give, $20,000 to some people and say, hey, don't worry about it, keep it, and then provide $60,000 loan and say, hey, if you don't pay it back, the whole thing is due. And also at the same time, when this loan was approved, the interest rate back then was only 1%. Now, Bank of Canada rate is 7.2%. So if you want to go to a bank and, finance this thing, bank could ask, 8%, 9%, 10%, I don't know. So if it's 10%, that means that payment just for the interest alone has gone up 10 times. So that's insane. I'm not sure if the government could come and maybe subsidize that portion, but that is a killer. At the same time, not being fair, some government employees went and negotiated, at first, they wanted a 30% increase because they said, economic hardship, they cannot afford this. I fully support them, go for it. But then again, the small businesses were left out because the small businesses didn't have a strong union to back them up and go fight for them. Justin, as an example, you know, if you're a small business owner, again, you've put your life into this, you don't have a private pension, you don't have a medical insurance, you know, I guess, you know, if you go to work and it's a decent job, you don't qualify for EI if, you know, you, I guess you close your business, you don't have vacation paid, you don't have sick leave, you don't have family leave, you don't have personal day, you don't have volunteer day, you don't get paid overtime. Although a lot of entrepreneurs work extremely hard, they don't get overtime. They, I mean, you know, logically they should get paid more, but not necessarily. Some of them, you know, I guess run around trying to increase their net income. For example, I mean, if you own a restaurant, 30-40% of your sales revenues goes to buy your product, you know, the food cost. Maybe another 30% will go to pay for labor. And at the same time, there's a shortage of labor. Then, you know, once you count in utilities, and then once you also count in that, you know, if you go with Uber, I think you have to pay them like 25%. So there's not a whole lot that's left. And at the same time, small businesses have to collect HST and pay to the government, which is, you know, it's their money, GST, QST, PST, WSIB, all the source deductions, EI, CPP that they do for the employees. Again, speaking of employees, when a small business stays open, they keep people employed. So this is a very important part of Canadian economy, the small businesses. Again, 900,000 were approved. So if they only employed two employees, that would be 1.8 million people, if my math is correct, that they're supporting, you know, that those people are not laid off and going to claim EI. So again, this is a huge part of the Canadian economy that they don't have the support. So, you know, when I heard this story and I actually, well, I mean, I knew the story, but then when you see that it's coming and nothing changed, then you say, well, what can we do? So I know actually, I mean, putting the facts together, when this loan was done, the whole world was collapsing. You know, everybody staying home, people didn't know what to do, what kind of loan we give, what not to give. Everybody was panicking. And as a joke, and also not a joke, I remember back then the crisis was toilet paper. You know, people were like, how do I get toilet paper? And despite all of that, small businesses stayed open, they kept their doors open, and they came up with, you know, different innovative tactics so they can, you know, help the community. Again, I don't think it's for money, it's for the passion, because if it was for the money, you know, I guess they could have made maybe more money. I mean, I don't know, you know, some of them make good money, some of them don't, but I think on average, most small businesses don't make that much money. Again, we are talking about, you know, little mom and pop shops. So, so what we did, we went and created a petition on change.com. So far, we've got about close to 14,000 signature. We are very close to hit the 15,000, which is amazing. To be honest, I wasn't sure if we're gonna go on this website and we're gonna get that many hits. So if you are seeing this video and you're supporting this, please go ahead and change.com. I'll probably put a little link and support our petition. At the same time, what I've noticed is that although this is great, it's getting publicity. I'm very grateful to CBC. They came here and they interviewed us at our office, especially Celeste. And they put this on the news. I even heard it this morning on CBC Radio. So this is all great, but this 15,000 votes, it doesn't have that much authority. So what we need to do is, or actually what I have done, I've gone on House of Commons website and started a petition there. So once it gets approved, provided that I bring enough people to sign there, I guess privately, once it gets approved, then what we'll do, we'll add the House of Commons link to change.org page so people can vote here and there. And then once that one is done, then there's a huge pressure, I guess, for the government to answer small businesses. At the same time, if there's enough media and attraction, then, you know, I guess there will be a pull on this, and hopefully some government people, either opposition or the government in place, will come and help us. So I'll send another update, I guess, later on, or maybe I don't, depending, I guess, on, you know, if there's any significant thing happens. But this, I just wanted to share this important SIBA news update. Thanks for watching. Have a good day. Bye-bye.